And it's pretty much impossible to turn on the TV or radio these days and not hear something about Donald Trump. And given what he's been talking about, his claims that Mexican immigrants are rapists and criminals and wanting to deport every undocumented worker and building a wall along the border, well, it's no surprise that Spanish language media is also talking about him.
Specifically, Meghna, Spanish language radio. And we've got an example here from Ricardo Sanchez's Los Angeles Drive Time radio show. Now, Sanchez is known to his audience as El Mandril, which means the baboon. And here he is playing Trump as he interviews a Mexican man. The first question, what's your name? The second question, are you a rapist or a drug dealer?
¿Y tú cómo te llamas?
Pues, ¿se quedas de vencer como indio?
¿Quién?
¿Se quedas de vencer como indio?
¿Eres violador, eres matón o eres sicario? ¿Qué eres?
No, pues, soy jardinero.
¿Eres jardinero?
Sí, pues, sí.
¿Y cómo me lo puedes demostrar?
Ah, pues, es más, hasta trabajo en tu casa.
A ver.
Y me recomendaste con tu mismo.
Quiero que me lo demuestres.
¿Quieres que te lo muestre?
A ver, quiero ver.
Did you catch all that?
I think so. So the man basically says, hey, he's just a gardener. And Sanchez, playing Trump, asks him to prove it. So the man pulls out a leaf blower and points it at Trump's hair.
Seems like a reasonable response. But it is just one example of the political conversation about 2016 that's happening among the Latino community on the airwaves.
So for more, let's turn now to Dolores Inez Casillas. She's an associate professor at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and author of Sounds of Belonging, U.S. Spanish Language Radio and Public Advocacy. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So when we talk about Spanish language radio in the United States, it's actually mostly music stations, is it not?
It's mostly music stations, except surprisingly, this isn't really formatted, but a bulk of the programming on Spanish language radio is actually chatter, like a call-in between a host and callers or listeners is actually a hallmark element of Spanish language radio.
Okay, so then that explains why this election season there's a lot of discussion about politics across the Spanish language radio?
Across Spanish language radio. Doesn't matter what format, what music they play, if it's community or commercial. It's long been recognized that Spanish language radio will entertain the topic of immigration, especially electoral politics, whether or not we're near campaign season or not.
Mm. So what kind of things are people talking about? What's being said and on what types of programs?
Well, right now, it's hard not to tune in and not hear a very funny jab regarding our beloved or not so beloved Donald Trump. And a lot of that has been humorous. It's kind of a way to speak back, let's say, to these reports that are taking place regarding some of his ideas and some of his very controversial remarks that he said about Mexicans in the United States.
So what kind of funny jabs? Can you give us an example?
Well, Spanish language radio has begun to see this phrase. They call it a trompudo. It's Trump and then UDO at the end. And it's actually become so famous on Spanish language radio, we now see it as a hashtag, hashtag trompudo. And it plays on this word in Spanish of your trompa, which means when someone is big-lipped or has a big mouth. And it's appropriately plays with this idea of Trump. So there's been a lot of trompudos, new words, being new discourses, new jokes kind of being circulated on Spanish language radio.
Huh.
All owed to him.
Oh, interesting. Okay. And I mean, as you said, because of Donald Trump, perhaps there's a lot of attention this election season. But has Spanish language radio been instrumental in political conversations in the community in election cycles past?
Oh, definitely. And I would actually argue that even during times when it's not necessarily a set election cycle. And this is something that I argue that throughout the 20th century, we really owe the growth of Spanish language radio in the United States to this conversation around immigration and to immigration politics in general. It has become very popular fodder, and it's something that has really contributed to the growth of Spanish language radio.
Hmm.
A lot of trade magazines would credit population growth, but I really want to argue that it's been moments of heightened moments of anti-immigrant sentiment.
Okay. So in a way, that makes sense, right? Because radio is a medium in which people can come together, interact, as you were saying, you know, through these call-in shows on Spanish language radio. So it's a place for the community at large to have a discussion. But I wonder, I mean, who who is listening? The Latino community is large and diverse in the United States. So when we say Spanish language radio listeners, who are we talking about?
I actually do want to make the case that radio provides something that television or film obviously does not. And that's this sense of real time. It's this immediacy. It's also a sense of intimacy because we listen to the voice. There's a sense of loyalty we have. And especially to an immigrant-based listenership, it provides this anonymity that I think is so required when you discuss issues about green cards and citizenships and key deadlines. So I really feel that this anonymity that radio provides is key to an immigrant-based listenership.
Interesting. Okay. So then that actually is a good dovetail into what my next question was, which is, can you tell us a little bit more about who the listenership is?
I think listeners are predominantly working class. It doesn't matter what the reports or who has conducted it, whether it's the Pew Center or Arbitron themselves. Studies will repeatedly show that the average, what they refer to as a Hispanic radio listener, not only makes $35,000 on average or less, which really tells you it's a very working class listenership, but studies also show that Latino listeners tune in 3 hours more on average, a week longer than the general listener.
Huh. So they're listening, and they're listening a lot.
They're listening
actively.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
And where are they listening?
Well, because it's such a working class segment, and I think that if we kind of stop and think about where we overhear or hear Spanish language radio in public, it's easy to think of outside construction sites. There's housekeepers with hotel carts who somehow heroically kind of place a small radio set on their cart. If we use a restroom in the back of a restaurant, we might hear banda or norteños, some kind of Spanish Mexican regional music blaring from the back. So it's almost like a very public working class kind of nature of listening. So definitely Latinos, and part of it is because radio is so, it's a very economical set. You can go to Kmart and just buy a simple radio set. A lot of people take them to work with them to provide a sense of company, per se.
Yeah. So this is really interesting because, as you were saying a little earlier, obviously Donald Trump and the things that he's been saying on the campaign trail are obviously of great interest to the Latino community. But we also have a presidential election cycle this time around where we have Spanish-speaking candidates. I mean, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush even, who speaks Spanish. Ted Cruz doesn't speak Spanish per se, but he has a Latino background in his family. So the candidates themselves are connected to the community in ways that we haven't seen before. So are the Spanish language stations and hosts, are they talking about the other candidates as well? Or is Trump really dominating the conversation the way he might be in the English language side of things?
I think he's still dominating the conversation. I think definitely there's a sense of being on the defensive. There's also a sense that a reassurance that I feel the radio hosts are giving immigrant listeners. And I think that reassurance has always been there. But at the same time, I feel like there's a little bit more of a reassurance now that despite what this man has said, we are still workers, we are still here, we're still moving forward. So there's that sense of advocacy as well that I'm hearing. I think that as the election gets closer, particularly because one of the first stops for politicians is Spanish language radio. Mm-hmm. And I'm really curious whether Donald Trump is going to move forward with that or not, given how controversial he's been. But I remember Super Tuesday here in California for the primaries, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, we heard them all on Spanish language radio.
Cording the vote directly then.
Cording the vote directly. And the first question asked was about immigration reform.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, in this time around then, should the candidates be paying attention to what's being said about them now on Spanish language radio? Does it matter?
That would be smart. In the top four radio markets in the U.S., easily you're going to find in one of the top five spots that one of those radio stations broadcasts in Spanish. So I think a lot of campaigns have already tried to figure that out, you know, how to court, how to advertise a certain campaign point on Spanish language radio.
Yeah. So you're author of the book Sounds of Belonging, U.S. Spanish Language Radio and Public Advocacy. And that just makes me wonder, I mean, what effect do you think Spanish language radio coverage of this presidential election could have on the Latino vote itself when November finally rolls around?
Oh, I think it could have a huge effect. And I think we've seen past incidences of Spanish language radio where we've seen a humongous effect. And the most obvious one, I believe, is still fresh in people's mind are the pro-immigrant marches of 2006. Radio hosts used their microphones as podiums during that time. I mean, Los Angeles attracted over 500,000 people because of a coalition of morning Spanish language radio hosts made sure to rally their listenership. So I think that there has been instances of that. As early as the 1930s, there's been instances of Spanish language radio hosts always kind of coming to the defense when it comes to matters of immigration for their listenership.
Well, Dolores Inez Casillas is associate professor at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and author of Sounds of Belonging, U.S. Spanish Language Radio and Public Advocacy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.